Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Blue moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Jorgens and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Crosetti moves to third. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Jorgens moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgens scores. Combs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-1 in the game. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-1 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. the throw from Barry and he is safe. Chapman steals third. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgens takes first base on ball 4. Crosetti moves to second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Crosetti moves to third. Jorgens moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jorgens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jorgens hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pipgras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Pipgras moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carey Self pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Self reaches second base with a double. Samuel Bird now playing center field. Earl Combs now playing left field. Ben Chapman now playing right field. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Paul Gregory now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gregory covering, for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Berry and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgens hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Yankees. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Paul Gregory. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Funk moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Funk scores. It's 6-4, Yankees. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.